Greetings, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Andy from the, and actually not from, on. We're on right now, right? Yeah. Okay, anyway, this is Andy from the Andy and Amanda Show on a Friday edition of our program. Amanda has a previous engagement book and a personal appearance somewhere, I think, or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I know she's booked now and won't be able to join us on the show for today's episode. However, we do have coming up shortly a very, very, very special guest and a very dear friend and somewhat of a mentor of mine, I guess you could say, in the acting business and talent management business and acting school business. A very, very long career, a guy who's worked with major, major talent, and his wife to this day and his son are direct one of the most premier talent management agencies in the country. With some, you know, top names that everybody would recognize. His name is Rodney Robb, who turns 90 years old tomorrow. And Rodney's going to be joining the show, in about 15 minutes from now. And we're going to have a discussion and talk about his career, some of the people he's worked with, how he got into it, his life in radio. I'm going to let him talk to you about it. And our number to call, if you want to ask about talent management, working with actors, what it's like, how he did it, how you might be able to get involved if you're interested in acting or if you have kids. Rodney's worked with a lot of kids that have grown into amazing careers as adults. How do you do that? You know, how do you get started? How does that all happen? 515-605-9888. And we might even be able to, maybe we won't. We'll see. We might be able to touch upon the news, you know.
Please tell me that's not your plan.
Okay, that's not my plan. I don't want to touch upon the news. Hey, you know what I heard? Actually, I'm just going to mention this real quick, that Joe Biden is having a colonoscopy today. And, you know, not that I have an experience with that, probably should. Yeah, anyway, it's another story. While he has a colonoscopy and he's in anesthesia, kind of zoned out, I understand, when they do that procedure, Kamala Harris becomes the very first woman president of the United States of America in history. And for a very short period of time, you know, it won't be long, of course, but the fact is that when he is under general anesthesia to some extent, whatever that is, you know, just knocked out to the point where he won't be able to fulfill his functions as president during that brief examination, Kamala Harris will fulfill the role of president, first woman, and actually will be president of the United States for that time. And accordingly, will be the first woman president ever. And, of course, she is the very first woman vice president. And not only does she, you know, become the first woman president, but also the first woman of color who becomes president, of course, vice president as well. So, kudos go out to Kamala Harris just for accomplishments in a career and becoming, Biden's running mate and be elected to the office and being vice president. Much more than that, I don't want to comment on right now because we did that. I told you my feelings. So we'll probably touch it upon it again down the road. But anyway, really, it is an accomplishment and all, all the best to her and the staff and so forth. And all, of course, the very, very best to the President of the United States, Joe Biden. And I know he's having the colonoscopy and hope that all is well there, if you know what I'm saying. Also, you might want to know, because this is breaking, jurors acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse of first-degree intentional homicide and four other charges related to the fatal shooting of two people in Wisconsin. Kenosha County District Attorney Thomas Binger, the lead prosecutor in this case, said in a statement that while we are disappointed with the verdict, it must be respected. So there you go. The jury system works. I guess one way of looking at it is that, Rittenhouse had a gun. He probably shouldn't have. He killed two people, supposedly, I guess, in defense that were attacking him. And I guess that, to the jury's eyes, justified killing them. In my eyes, it doesn't. But who am I? Hey, we have somebody on the line right now who's very, very dear and very special to me. Do I hear Justine?
Hello, hello there.
Hey, thank you. Justine Kimball.
Howdy.
Is stepping in for me. It's the Andy and Justine show today.
Changing it up this Friday.
Yeah, we're kicking up. Hey, we got Justine on the line. Hello, Justine. How you doing, babes? How's it going?
Hello. Happy Friday. Fantastic.
Yeah, it is Friday.
Beautiful day here.
A beautiful day in L.A. It's a gorgeous day, actually.
That's right.
And Justine, you know, just before you came on, I was talking about a very special guest who's going to be joining us, who's a very special guest and person in your life as well. None other than Rodney Robb.
Yeah.
And you might want to just spend a couple of minutes before Rodney joins us and tell us, you know, from your perspective, the influence that Rodney has had and what he did, and, you know, just from where through your eyes.
Yeah, I mean, well, Rodney Robb is someone who I think I owe a lot of credit to launching, I guess, my creative life in a lot of ways. In Philadelphia, born and raised, where I started taking some acting classes back when I was, early high school, at this place called the Actors Center in Philadelphia, where I was able to take classes anywhere from stage combat to improv comedy to musical theater to commercial acting to TV and film acting, audition acting, any type of acting that you can imagine. I was able to take a class there at Rodney School, and I think just the community that was built around that place and the careers that stem from there and everything is just an absolute an honor to be a part of that. And Rodney himself, I think, just in terms of how I really felt my own craft coming into my own, I owe a lot to him and his support and having someone that feels like they really believe in you, that's kind of what he did for me. It made me feel very, very supported and never, ever gave me a reason to think that I should give up. And not just in acting, but in a lot of ways I was able to translate that. So Rodney is someone who really has a big impact on me and my creative life and the acting experience that I've had. And it's amazing that, you know, all these years have passed and it still feels just like a little piece of home, you know?
Yeah. And
so,
I might add,
he's an amazing guy.
And again, we look forward to to having Rodney. So what else is going on? You're in L.A. What's exciting in L.A., you know?
It's been good. I mean, you know, things are starting to open up again and been going to some more shows, concerts, comedy shows, and seeing people finally be able to dive into their worlds again. And what I think has been amazing over the past, you know, year and a half of this show, it's been pretty tough, is that a lot of people have been able to find kind of what sparks them, you know, what lights their fire, so to speak. And it's amazing to see all the effort and community efforts too to have a space for people to share their artwork or music or creativity. And LA in the past few weeks, I say, has definitely started to wake up a little bit in that regard. It's been great. Yeah, I've been able to even like meet some people playing around shows in Los Angeles. Very collaborative and supportive community of artists that I've been able to meet through events in the city. It's been great. It's been really great.
It is LA.
Exactly. That's where it all happens.
Yeah, it does. And a lot of people saying, oh my God, LA, the people and traffic and so forth. But my experience, and tell me if you agree, is that it is what it is. And there's so much opportunity here, and there's so many things to do, and so much going on. It is so spread out, and therefore you hear, you know, out of traffic, well, because it takes, you know, there's all these little towns within Los Angeles County, and everyone has this kind of its own thing happening, you know, and there's so much happening all the time.
I was actually just had a friend that's here visiting from Philadelphia, and he said, you know, Los Angeles is very cool because you drive around and a lot of it kind of looks the same. You know, low buildings, nothing's very too tall, and like not skyscrapers only in city centers, things like that. But he said that every place you go, you know, you go 20 minutes here, you go 20 minutes east, and then 20 minutes up north. It may all look kind of similar, but you walk outside and you walk around, and every little town has such a unique culture to it, and it's amazing. You know, it makes it feel like a very dynamic city in a way that's manageable. It's not like everyone's living on top of each other here. you know, very sprawled out and everything. So, yeah.
And you've been through New York City as well many times, correct? You've also been
to
New York
and
around New York.
New York is very similar in a lot of that regard. Yeah, but I think what's cool here is that everywhere has their own space, and they can really own that space. You know, it's not like everyone's out kind of competing for the block. You know, it's just cool. And New York is amazing. It has so many great attributes. And I've spent some good time there, but I think that there's something special about Los Angeles, and maybe it's the sunshine, or maybe it's, you know, the people, or what, who knows, but there's definitely a magic to the city that is unlike anywhere else.
Lots of people, too,
that have been moving out. Oh, right?
Wrong song.
Whoops. All my exes live in Texas. Oh, wait.
Oh, do they now? Well, that's, you know, hey. The interesting thing also is here in L.A. that not only is it Hollywood and known for film production and television, but also it is, as you were saying, there's a lot of concerts here. There's music events like everywhere, all the time, everywhere. There's
all the time,
music.
Every day. Every single
every,
day,
yeah.
And not just
yeah.
that, but sometimes I have to decide, do I want to go to this show with new artists, or do I want to go to this show with new artists?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. It's a very, very vibrant place. I will say, it is a very early city. Everything closes early. Nobody's out and about past 8 p.m. You know, unless there's some kind of event going on, but if you don't have that vibrancy of a full, you know, kind of like a 24-hour life, that you feel, I guess, in some other big cities. LA is definitely a very early city. I'll say that. It's great, though. It keeps the nice and quiet.
Yeah.
In some parts, I'll say, for sure.
So what are your... I was going to ask a question. Typical. I don't remember what it was. It's okay. This is what I was going to ask you. Do you know, I'm not sure if it happened, because we're 3 hours behind East Coast here in California, but did you know, because I just found this out this morning, that Kamala Harris becomes the very first woman president of the United States of America today?
What's that?
Yeah, that's I said the same thing.
Oh!
Kamala Harris. What?
Yeah.
What?
Is that Joe Biden going into surgery?
No, well, he's having colonoscopy.
Right?
You know,
surgery, colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy, yeah, and they kind of I've not been there yet. I'm probably way overdue. But anyway, can we talk? Anyway, one of these days. But as I was saying, I don't know how it works. I don't know if they put you completely under, but they pretty much zone you out during the procedure, and therefore he cannot fulfill his duties as president. And Kamala Harris becomes a very first woman as president of the United States.
Wow, that'll be a cool hour.
What? Well, yeah, and I heard she's going to be doing some cooking during that time and making some pasta and making a cake.
As she said.
I'm truly a child. No. But anyway, no, I'm kidding, of course, folks, and I'm the least. Feminist? No, that wouldn't be right. I'm the most feminist guy. I'm the least. How does that work? Yeah, I'm the least feminist. No, I'm the most. What would that be? I'm the most. Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Supportive of
half of
us. Of
the women. Thank you. Very supportive. Oh, yeah, you bet I am. Very supportive. I'm a very strong supporter of women. All women. Yeah. Yeah.
Does Kamala plan to have some big events happen during that period today?
I think she's launching a nuclear war, I heard, but I'm not quite
okay,
sure.
Okay, yeah. Something like that. Space Force is going to the first battle outside of Jupiter.
Yes. I'm getting texts through our show all over the place here with question marks regarding Kyle... Kyle Rittenhouse and is innocent. He's been innocent, you know, because people are texting the show. Yeah, the verdict is out. And I'm going to refrain on having that conversation today. Let's tune in Monday when I've had more time to digest it myself, so I'm not just spewing out emotional feelings rather than feelings based on. We have on the show right now, we have somebody who we talked about earlier on the show, who has a remarkable, impressive, incredible, unique career in entertainment and acting and managing actors as a radio personality, as a manager, and running an incredibly successful acting school, which is responsible for many, many careers. And those people, and we'll talk about that. We're going to get him on the show in just a minute. As a matter of fact, why don't we, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Andy Mann Show, Miss Rodney Rod. Yes, Rodney, are you with us?
Start spreading.
Hello.
Hey, he's here. Rodney, how are you doing? Welcome on board the Andy Demanda Show. And today, stepping in for Amanda today, Rodney, is somebody you know very well. Nobody else but very special person. Stepping in for Amanda is the one and only Justine. You know Justine, Rodney.
Hello, hello. How are you doing, Rodney?
She was one of my... Hi, Justine.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing today? Hey,
I'm hanging in there.
Yes,
tomorrow is my birthday, and I'm going to be 90.
Woo!
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you had heard Justine talking about you just before you came on, you would have had a nice swollen head right now.
Very good.
But anyway, Rodney, I was talking, and it's great having you on board here. It really is. Yes, definitely. Thank you. Yes. So what I wanted to do basically is enter a conversation and talk to us somewhat about your career, how you got started. And I think you're telling me earlier before the show that you started basically in Philadelphia radio, basically doing what we're doing here, with some interviews and having a talk show and so forth, and then migrated from there into what you became so well known for as well. But tell us about that, Rodney, the early days, how you got to be where talk to us about it.
I'm from New York. I moved to Philadelphia and I became a talk show host. In fact, I had every day at 12 noon from John Wanamaker in Philadelphia, and I interviewed some very, very interesting people. I interviewed Kirk Douglas. I interviewed baseball player Yogi Berra.
Wow.
I interviewed Margaret Hamilton from The Wizard of Oz.
That's if she played the witch.
A semblance of what I did. But after that, I became a DJ, and I spun records, and I also was a play-by-play sportscaster.
Is that right? I didn't know
after
that.
After all that, I decided to open my own school. And I opened a school called the Actors Center, and we turned out to be one of the top schools in all of Philadelphia. I can tell you about some of the people that came through the Actors Center. Okay? You with me?
Yeah, we sure are.
Okay, well, I interviewed, I taught the following people. Aubrey Plaza, who had 6 years of Parks and Recreation and countless films and TV shows, like Dirty Grandpa and Ingrid Goes West. Christy Altomare, who was a long-term Actors Center student who was in Broadway as the lead in Anastasia. I interviewed, these are students of mine. Bob Lindsay on Broadway, and Tuck Everlasting, a guy named Michael Reedy, who was a longtime actor on Melrose Place. Bianca Ryan was one of my, came to me when she was a little girl, and she won the first winner ever on America's Got Talent. She was 11 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And then John Gallagher, who won the Tony Award for Spring Awakening. And then my wife is a talent manager, and I turned over a lot of my talent to her to, have them work. And her company was called Station 3. Number one was, we have a son named R.D. Robb, the same name as mine, and he was in A Christmas Story. And he's the one that said, "I triple gag dog in a sleep
to
the pole."
We all know that line. Yeah, yeah.
What else was left but a triple dare you? And finally, the coup de grace of all dares, the sinister triple dog dare.
I triple dog dare you.
Yeah.
And he was also on Broadway in Les Miserables. Then after that, I have bunch of other people.
Yeah.
What happened is that I opened this school, and I was teaching kids to how to become actors and be successful in this in the business and the acting world. However, I figured that not everybody was going to make it, and so the other purpose of the school is that whatever career they're going to have, they'll be better off because they'll know how to speak. And that became very, very successful. Okay. Now, and some more people of my school, Mark Indelicato, who was on Ugly Betty for 6 years, and he's a successful actor, and presently he's on HBO's Hacks. And and also he did a film called Dead of Summer. And then Mark is still going very, very strongly. My wife is a major, major talent work manager. And a lot of those people that I talked to you about were turned over to her after they finished their work in my school. And her major actress, she has been managing Chandra Wilson from Grey's Anatomy for 18 years.
My goodness.
Wow.
That's basically, but I want to tell you an interesting story. I found Seth Green when he was 6 and a half years old. And I was here in California, and I heard there was an interviewing. Somebody was going to interview Seth. So I said to my wife, let's go and see him. So she said, that's a good idea, because she managed him for 16 years. So we went to the show, to the interview, and a woman comes outside after I knocked on the door, and she said, I'm sorry, sir, but Seth Green interview is sold out. And I said, maybe that is the case, but we're coming in anyway. And she said, what do you mean? I discovered Seth when he was 6 years old, and my wife was his first manager for 16 years. You follow me?
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
Yes.
So
16 years.
She said, come right in, place for us to sit in this sold out place. And then as it, started out, the interviewer said, all right, anybody who would like to talk to Seth, get at the end of the line, and then we'll have you come up to the front. So I walked to the end of the line, and the one who let me in said, you, Rodney, are going first. I became the first person in this huge line. And so I get to the front, and the interviewer said, Rodney, do you have any questions for Seth Green? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, yes, I do. And he said, well, what are they? I said, Seth, what was the name of your first manager, and what was the name of the man who discovered you when you were 6 years old? Oh, he said, that's easy. My first manager was Edie Robb, and the man who discovered me when I was 6 years old, Rodney. Oh, my God. And he runs over and throws his arms around me.
Oh,
what
my gosh.
What are you doing? I said, I live here now. And I said, and, I had to come and see you. He said, come and see me. He said, you're the first person I would want to see, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here.
Oh, that's just wonderful. That's wonderful. I remember your school in Philadelphia, the Actors Center, you'd walk in, and along the wall on the left-hand side, you had many, many headshots of very well-known actors with such high regards for you, Aubrey Plaza, John Gallagher. I mean, the list went on and on and on. So many, just so many through the years.
Yeah.
And
we were there about 25 years.
Mm.
And then I figured, well, I had enough of Philadelphia, so I came to L.A. And as a matter of fact, when I got here, I became an actor and did some commercials.
That's right.
I have now been retired because I figured, at my age, it's time to just relax.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
And a big 9-0, a 90th birthday coming up tomorrow. That's just fabulous. Congratulations. And that's wonderful. Any stories that you might be able to share with us regarding any experiences with particular actors or in the school or things that happened that you might want to just share with us that you can think of?
Well, you know, there were the people who would come in and, they just figured, what is this all about? And we had every Friday, we had interviews. Mm-hmm. And we were in it and see who wants to become an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the parents said, well, you know, like, I don't know, or maybe. I said, well, I'll tell you, if your son and daughter or daughter comes to our school, they will definitely be assured of being able to communicate for the rest of their lives, not necessarily become an actor, but if they want to, it's right there for you. And so they were very, very, very happy about that. And it was a wonderful thing. And when I saw, like, John Gallagher winning a Tony Award.
Yeah, yeah.
And being Bunker Bryant, I mean, it was amazing. And I absolutely loved every minute of it. And we were constantly being written up in the Philadelphia newspapers.
Mm. And I might add, folks, that Rodney's school was enjoyable, it was fun. But I got to tell you, when his classes, he put you right there. You walk in the door, bam, you're on camera. And he'd give you scripts and commercials and scenes, and you just got right into it. And as Rodney stated earlier, even if you weren't doing his training to become an actor, and some people wanted to, and some people they had their day job, whatever it is, and you go to Rodney's night class, and it was, wow, just a different world, and you meet a lot of people, and Rodney was great and a great teacher. But what also what my experience was, and I had the great pleasure of attending some of Rodney's classes, is that as a professional musician, I've done thousands of shows on stage as a guitar player. That's what I do. It just opens up your whole world. Well, I remember getting on, Rodney, I don't know if I shared this with you, but when I used to go on stage as a musician, it might take me 30 or 35 minutes to climb into the zone, that magic zone. And after taking your training and your class and being on camera, I somehow, and I can't put my finger on what it is, I don't know what it is, but I'm able to go out on stage now and just get in that zone right away, jump into it. I trace that back, is when did that start to happen for me? It happened for me as a result of taking your class. And I can't thank you enough for everything you've done, and everything you've accomplished, and all the successes and great breakthroughs that you've created in the lives of other people. And it's a very amazing testament to who you are. And we thank you for that. And terrific.
One of the things I almost forgot is that we had a theater like that would hold almost 100 people. Mm-hmm. And so now we taught day and night. We had day classes for weekends for the kids and night classes for adults. Mm. So many of them were learning how to walk on stage and how to act on stage. It was a beautiful theater, and I loved it so very, very much. Mm. Can I tell you something terrible that happened to me?
Please do.
What happened? When I decided that I'm moving to California, I sold the Actors Center, and I got a very, very tiny little, deposit down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I figured, well, this woman has children there, and she'll be fine. But what happened was, I get a call from my ex landlord, and he said, "Rodney, I have some very bad news." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "I went into the Actors Center today, and it is empty." This person who was supposed to be buying my company stole everything, paid me nothing, stole all my furniture, all my equipment. It almost broke my heart. But, here I am in California, and there was no way that I was going to be coming to Philadelphia to fight it.
Oh my gosh.
To me, it was a horrible, horrible thing.
But After all that.
But my 25, 30 years in the Actors Center was the joy of my life, and there wasn't a day that I would say, I don't think I want to go in today. I couldn't wait to get in every day. And my wife was already here in California, so we were like seeing each other every once in a while, 16 years. But the Actors Center was everything. Maybe that's saved the marriage.
Yeah, she was also in New York, right? Edie's in New York and in L.A., and there you were in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
And I think, Rodney, maybe what one of the aspects of what you did and what made it so joyful and such a drive of energy is not acting. The teaching of acting and is what you did. In various forms of acting, whether it's theater or film, TV, commercials. But what you did is you made a big difference in the lives of other people every single day. Every single day. That's what you did. You make a difference in people's lives. And what a way to operate a business, to generate a career, to be who you are, and to get paid for it, and enjoy the reputation which you've so well deserved and that you've gained. It's fabulous, really. I can go on and on, but
you were darn good yourself.
So I appreciate that, Rodney. Really do appreciate that. Thank you. And you got me hooked. I came out to L.A., started doing, little parts and auditions and things. I couldn't get enough. I mean, what you did at the Actors Center, you walk into – let me just tell everybody what happened in my experience. You walk into to Rodney's class, the one he taught. You had different teachers there teaching different things. They're all great. They're all very accomplished and amazing teachers, or instructors, coaches, whatever you want to refer to them as. You'd walk in a room with, 18, 20 people, 15 maybe, and Rodney passes around scripts. You sit down. First thing that happens, boom, you get a script. And sometimes it was a solo monologue, and sometimes it would be with a partner, and he'd team you up. And you'd have a choice of who you're going to work with. He'd say, "You're going to work with this person. You're going to work with this person." Go outside the room, work with what you're going to do, figure out how you're going to do this. You go back inside the room. Rodney turns a camera on, and you got to do it. Boom. Right there. Even if you've never done it before. This is day one of class, no experience, no nothing. Rodney, I keep I got to tell this experience. My first time in your class, I think, or first or second. I get up, and thank you because you told me that I exceeded your expectations, and I'll never forget that. But here's what happened. I get up and I do this whole thing, which you seem to like, the class seemed to like, and the first thing you say when I'm done, the first thing you say is, "What did Andy Kimball do wrong?" I'm like, uh oh, uh-oh. And people raised their hand, and, uh-huh. and everybody said, he said, he forgot the slate. And I'm thinking, yeah. what the heck is a slate? isn't that a walkway right. that you use to walk up on the front door? And I'll never forget. And now, just for folks that might not know that, a slate is when you're doing an audition or prepping, and you before you start the part, the line you're auditioning for, you just say who you are. Hi, my name is Andy Kimball, and you know any information they want you to provide, you do that, so they know who you are when they go back to review it. That's called a slate. Well, I had no idea. And it was, I'll never forget that. Rodney's saying, what did Andy Kimball do wrong?
some of them did their slate so poorly, and I told them that if you continue that way, you're going to get nowhere, because the slate is the first thing when you go on an audition that they hear. And if your slate is like, you know, you're half dead or you don't care or anything like that, you're finished right then and there.
So. Yeah, but you got it. Yeah, I know I've done some of the, you know, and Rodney and I did, you know, get to know each other pretty well then. I did some audio by the recording studio back in Philly as well. And I did some voiceover.
Right.
He'd send me people to come voiceovers. And also on camera, I would record slates. And I'll never forget, because I used to talk to you about it, somebody would do this voiceover, which was, yeah, they need some training. Then they come to the camera and they do a slate. And while they're saying their name is John Doe, they're blinking their eyes. How many times do people blink their eyes? And you're, and you start noticing and feeling all these things and things that you would point out that not only makes a difference in a potential acting career, but also in how effective you are in your communication in life, whatever that is, whether it's giving a talk,
right.
if you're a student, giving a book report in front of your class, because you've worked with a lot of kids as well, you know, all ages. And it was just so such effective training. And that's what the Actors Center represented. Just it was amazing, and it was a very sad day for all of us when you moved to California. And we decided, and I understand why. Oh. You know, you've been a long time, and I get it. But sadly missed to this day, Rodney. And I still speak to people in Philadelphia, some of which have sent very high regards to you, who are actors and producers and so forth. And I say, hey, Rodney's coming on the show Friday. He's, oh my gosh, and people have you're so highly regarded. In Philadelphia and elsewhere, I think. Well, obviously, you've trained so many actors that have traveled so many places, and they all say, how'd you get your start? Oh, I'm Rodney Robb at the Actors Center. And
how nice. That's wonderful. I appreciate
And I mean that sincerely, and it's all true. I mean that so sincerely, and it's all true. It really is.
Well, yeah, one of these days, I'd like to see you.
Yeah, Rodney, why don't we do that? I'll come, because, you know, we talked earlier during COVID, and it was tough, and of course, I said how I'd taken care of my mom here, too, who's over 90 now. But COVID, you know, if I can come over or something, you and I will talk after the show. I'll give you a call, and it'll be great.
Absolutely.
I'd love to, and I'm sure Justine would like to join me,
absolutely.
And we'll do a cup of coffee, we'll go out for lunch, or do whatever you safe to do for you. That would be great to get together, Rodney. It would be an honor, again, really. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I thank you very much for this, and I really enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you. And so thank you so much for joining the show. We'll definitely be in touch and wish you all the best. And I have let me see if I can find this. Bear with me for a second, because I wasn't prepared to do this, but I got to see if I can find it. It might take me a second, because I got to scroll down through all my audio clips here.
Would it be possible for me to get a copy of this?
Heck no. No, of course. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I will send you, sure. I will edit, I'll send you a copy, as we do with a lot of our guests, folks. I'll send you a copy of just the interview portion. You don't need to hear the whole show. Actually, you pretty much, this is the whole show today. I will send, the answer is yes. I'll definitely do that.
Finally, give my regards to your mom.
Oh, I will. I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she celebrated a birthday back in September as well. And likewise, yeah. And she said, I should tell you that she expressed the same thing. She's very fond of you.
Wonderful.
And said, oh my gosh, tell Rodney we got to get together. So she, you know, this COVID thing, I mean, we can talk about that. That's a whole other conversation. But it, you know, we all know what it did to our lives. And I look forward to when we can all get together. And
you got
it. You bet. All right, Rodney, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And I enjoyed this so much, and I appreciated you letting me talk about myself because, you know, in California, you know, I'm just Edie's husband.
and Edie's, the business that Edie and RD run is – No, I want to ask you one more thing, before, if I can just keep you on just for another minute. RD – and Edie both run Station 3. RD is producing content now, right? He's actually producing pilots and content. Didn't he got a production picked up by ABC, I think, a couple years ago or something, or The Mermaid, or
right, yes.
That's good for him. Good for him. That's great that they're doing that now.
He's married to a big shot on Showtime. She's like a senior director and senior officer on Showtime. So we're all still in the business.
Wonderful. Great to hear.
Okay. All right.
Rodney, thanks for joining the show. We'll be in touch for sure. We'll definitely get you a copy. Happy birthday again, and we'll definitely be in touch and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it. It's more than you'll ever know.
Oh, wonderful. So wonderful to hear. And we appreciate you, Ronnie, more than you'll ever know. And that's just not me saying that, but I'm sure the thoughts go out across the industry. And I mean that sincerely.
Thank you very much. Take care now.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Rodney Robb, guest on our show today. Rodney, again, a very successful in just an incredible career in running the Actors Center and coaching actors and responsible for just so many careers. You know, worked with actors when they're kids and coached them and watched them develop and do great things. And I mean that, folks. When you go out into the biz and you talk to people in the industry, actors, and you mention Rodney's name and Edie Robb as well, and RD Robb, and the whole family is just, you know, right there. Just amazingly successful and accomplished and very giving, which is really what it's about when you give back to the industry. And that's what they've done. So anyway, I don't wonder if Justine is still here. Are you still with us, Justine?
I'm still on the line. Yeah, hello.
There we go.
Amazing interview.
Was that amazing?
I mean, what a career and what a life, you know. It just goes to show you how much power there is, you know, in just building community and sticking with what you love and sharing that passion, you know. It's contagious. I definitely thought it, you know. I got that. That creative, that little spark and that, you know, the drive for creating a community around what you love, I think is something so special in that, and Ronnie's ability to have such an incredible career in that regard. His passion, how strongly it lies there. It's amazing. And it's an honor to know him and to have spoken, you know, just heard his whole story and everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, just what you just tapped upon a minute ago when you said building community, and in a sense that's what the Actors Center did within the industry, and also, as we said, people who took that training who did it to improve their effective communications, whether they're giving a sales pitch or a book report, or you know, whatever it might be, you go out in the world building community, and that's what Rodney has done with his career, you know, we can go on and on and on, but, anyway, happy birthday to Rodney Robb. It's wonderful having him on the show today. So, anyway, so what's happening in the news? What's happening in music? What's going on in the music industry? What's hot?
Well, what's hot is Taylor Swift has her own Taylor's version of the Red album is out.
Is what?
So I don't know if you remember, but a while back there was a big, I don't know if it was a lawsuit or what exactly the extent of that was, but Taylor Swift didn't own really the rights to her own music, essentially, you know. And
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Right, precisely. And so what she's been doing in these past few months is re-releasing her albums, but her version with her, she has full ownership of them. So just this last week, she released another one. So I think this is the second one that she's re-released with her. She calls it, you know, Taylor's version.
But I think there's power to her, and it just shows Carmen the Barking Dog, but it just goes to show her fan base, you know? I mean, she started her career when she was a teenager, and of course she's had her ups and downs, and, you know, media and everything has looked at her in different ways, but I think just the power of her fan base is miraculous. I don't think there's a superstar like her in our generation here. So I think it's a... She's amazing, and you know, power to her. You know, regardless of people's opinions, I think her taking ownership of her own music again and really getting back out there and being herself and getting a, you know, social media presence and just not having it be run by the big industry and just have her be her. I think it's really doing great things for her and her career. So.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's I remember this. Yeah, I remember when that happened with the licensing and the ownership of her tunes and so forth.
Right, right, yeah. So she's been re-releasing, you know, and I have always liked Taylor Swift. You know, I've never been against her, but I think it's it's amazing to see her really take ownership in that way. And, you know, she's a very talented songwriter. I think one of the most talented songwriters, you know, of our time right now, just in terms of how fast she's able to get songs out and it's all her, you know. I mean, of course, I'm sure she has a team helping here and there, but yeah, an incredible musician. And Adele's album is coming out soon.
Did you catch the one night only Adele that was done at the Griffith Observatory a few nights ago on CBS?
No, what's that?
Oh my God, it was incredible. I remember because we're not far from Griffith Observatory here, coast to coast. Andy and Amanda Show Studio. Hey, we're close by Griffith. Anyway, so Griffith Observatory was the backdrop of an amazing evening with Adele. They set up a stage and projections and lighting, and it was incredible. I remember when it happened vaguely. I remember the talk about the closing down the access road up to the observatory and all these tech trucks. It was incredible, amazing production. And it was an interview also with Oprah Winfrey. And
oh, no kidding.
And she did 15 songs, 15 hits. With your band,
oh
your orchestra, it was, and she is just, what a person, what a, you got to see who she is, and a lot of people already knew, but I don't really follow pop music myself too much, but anyway, I'm kind of kumbaya on, you know, Michael Roger, Butter Shore, you know, but anyway, but Adele is, you know, is known to be just a really down-to-earth, incredible person, and that was exhibited in her interview with Oprah during the show, but her performance was incredible, and I'm sure... You can see it on YouTube or maybe they'll rerun it or something, but it was called One Night Only Adele at the Griffith Observatory, which is not a venue. It's not a concert venue. They turned it into one. And what a great show that was.
Wow. Sure. I did not know that. This was this week.
Yeah, it was last. It was on Sunday, actually. Just past Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was on CBS. Yep.
She is an incredible artist. I mean, another, you know, her voice is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's had a very interesting life too, you know.
Yes.
She
talked about that briefly. She did speak about that and her life and as a neglected kid and an alcoholic father and going through a divorce and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And her songs are reflective of that. And she's just so down to earth. And she's such a talent. Man, incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I heard from talks of her new album that this is going to be one of her most raw and emotional records that she's released. So looking forward to that. I think it's coming out maybe this month or early December. Or it's not out yet already. I haven't been keeping too close to tabs on it.
And I got to, I don't know if you heard this either. Justin Bieber did a free concert available. Is that? I think it already was a couple nights ago. I got an invite to it online. It was a concert, a free concert that you had to enter, subscribe to, whatever, and you get to view. I think it already was. I didn't hear much about it. I got an invite.
Was it a live stream show?
Yeah, it was a live. It was a live concert. Justin Bieber live. Yeah, yeah. It was something X, something RX, something. Like I think of the link, but they have a bunch of live streams. He wasn't the only one. They had, you know, I looked at the website and they had a whole bunch of them.
Cool.
I should put up the link to that concert, online concert. It is a real venue. You know, it's like going to a concert, but it's all online and it's free.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, recently I feel like there's been so many ways to adapt to this, you know, the situation we're in with COVID and everything, the online music streams and there are artists who will have like a full concert, a full set online that people can watch, you know, because they can't do an in-person show. And the way that musicians are just so creative in finding ways to get their art into the world, I mean, they can't stop them.
Yeah, yeah, pretty amazing. You know, you know, and we've talked about this in the show. It's pretty, you know, every once in a while we touch upon this, that, you know, everybody and their brother today has the capability, in terms of technical capability, of making a song recording and putting it out for distribution on their own. And there's been so much talent that is discovered via that mechanism of YouTube and Spotify and Reverb Nation and Fandalism, and the list goes on and on and on. It's pretty cool. It's been pretty cool. And you yourself, kiddo, it's, you know, you've got some amazing tunes in the works, some of which we've had the pleasure of hearing, and look forward to playing your music on this show. You know, hey, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. But, you know, whenever that happens, don't be shy. Don't be shy.
Right. You know? Well, you know, it's been amazing. Is now that I'm really starting to make my own music here, how much goes into the back end of the, of making, you know, even just a song. And it's not just getting the idea out there, and you can have a great foundation, but I've gained a lot of appreciation for what goes into the technical side of what makes a song sound good when you go and play it in your car, or, you know, hear it over the loudspeaker at a store or something. You know, there's the audio engineering that goes into it is far beyond what I ever even thought of. And I think this has made me appreciate the process of making music so much more in that way. But as soon as that I kind of get those songs underway and cleaned and polished up, they will definitely be sent your way.
I appreciate it.
And lately she's added another remarkable achievement to her career.
See? Yeah. See?
Yes, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yes,
yeah, we, you know. Yeah, really. You know. Anyway, I forget what I was going to say again. I don't remember what it was. I was going to say something. Okay. Anyway, so Justine is stepping in for Amanda. This is the Andy and Amanda Show. Our number here during the remaining minutes is 515-605-9888. If you want to contact the show, you do so by emailing andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Our website is andyandamandashow.com. And I'm trying. We have Facebook and Infrared. Not what's it called there? Not Instagram.
Infrared. our new camera system installed. Yeah, Facebook and the camera system. We do it all.
we have all that.
Instagram.
Thank
hey, are you guys on TikTok at all?
Pickpocket? What? What about Pickpocket?
I'm Megan.
You got a pickpocket, don't you?
Are we on? What about pick? What was that you said? Tic Tac. Yeah, they're great. I like the cinnamon ones. I like the cinnamon ones myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
TikTok. TikTok. The social media app.
Oh,
I have never profited.
No.
I have. No. Yeah.
No. Yeah, because Tic Tac,
did not produce a better life for people.
No. Thank you.
So, man,
former president.
Are you talking?
You talking about me? Former President Nixon seems to want to chime into our show. We're one of the very unique shows in, that we have that capability here of bringing back people who no longer with us, and they chime in, they comment. We've interviewed some of these great folks too. That's you got to tune in. We're here Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays live from 12 to 1. Sometimes we go to 1:30, but 12 to 1 on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that you call into, and later it becomes a podcast on every platform there is, practically from Spotify to you name it. I'm not really involved in that part of it, but we're out there everywhere. Of course, on the podcast, you can call in. So when we're live, you can actually join the program and have a conversation and talk about what you want to talk about, whatever it might be. No holds barred here. You can curse as much as you want, whatever. This is the internet. and we're not regulated by the FCC, so you can do whatever you like to on the show. Talk about whatever you like to talk to, because you know what happens.
They're going to commit suicide.
No, I don't know about that, but anyway. But, yeah, so, and Justine, I want to thank you also for stepping in for Amanda Love. And Amanda Love thanks you, and, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. We'll have to chime in again sometime.
And you got to know that, you know.
Although she does have a very nice figure.
Too. So.
Well, I'll definitely be back.
We can't let you go totally unscathed here. This is the Andy and Amanda show. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I wasn't expecting to. Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably, what's he going to do? Uh-oh. You know, I don't know. Anyway, I'll be right back. Hold on a second. Hold on a minute. Okay. I don't know. All right. Yeah. So, and you're welcome to join the show anytime. Please, you've got a number, and please, you know, you're certainly no stranger to the show, and call in whenever you feel up to.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I love it. I love the energy and the limitless possibilities of discussion. Thanks.
Thank you
for being part of it, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great. Always, it's great. Great to have you, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day and stepping in for Amanda. And anytime, like whenever, it's good, you know, if whenever she can't make it time to time, it would be great to know that that you're hopefully can make yourself available and take over the Amanda part of the Andy and Amanda show.
Absolutely. I mean, so long as the sun still shines.
As long as the sun still shines, but, you know, it does.
It's going down very rapidly, really rapidly.
I hate when it gets dark.
Can we talk about how quickly it gets dark at 5 p.m.?
It is ridiculous.
Before 5 p.m. I mean, you can't do it. The day's cut in half. You know, over the summer.
There's something awfully screwy going on around here. Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, no, and it makes you feel like you got to really maximize on the daylight here. So
You do. Yeah, I'm right with you there. But anyway, folks, we're good about to wrap this show up. And Amanda normally closes out the show. Do you want to give it a shot?
Well, I see what I can do here.
Okay, let's go ahead. Ready? Yes,
I'm ready to go. Thank you guys.
You ready to go? Just put yourself back in the after center.
Not ready.
How would Rodney have coached you to do this? Okay, ready? Here we go.
This is Justine Kimball with the Andy and Amanda Show today, and I want to thank you guys for listening, and I hope that this weekend brings nothing but smiles and sunshine and a lot of good memories can be built this weekend. That's what I look forward to. You know, that's what life's all about, building a series of happy moments. And so I hope that the rest of your days contain such moments, and keep on smiling.
You know what? I think you did that better than Amanda. I know. Justine, really, thank you very much. And thanks to all our listeners. We'll see you Monday, noon Eastern Standard Time, 515-605-9888. Please don't be shy. Join the conversation. Visit the web, andyandamandashow.com. You can listen to over 300 episodes. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Take care, folks.